This is Weekend Let's Hear It. I'm Kara Lawrence. Thanks for joining me. Although they live on opposite sides of the continent, acclaimed Scottish-style fiddler Ryan McCassin and singer and guitarist Eric McDonald enjoy each other's music and company enough to have recorded an album, Harbour. While they were on tour with the new album, I invited Ryan and Eric to visit WMUK and play in our studio. Martin Clem was the engineer. Ryan McCassin and Eric McDonald, thank you for joining me here on WMUK.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You guys have your instruments out and are ready to play some music live in our studio. I'm so excited to hear it. What do you think you'll start with?
We're going to start with a few reels, which is a dance form common to Scotland and Ireland. They would dance as groups to these tunes. And they're kind of upbeat tunes. When they came to the States, they became what is commonly known as a hoedown. But we're going to do three reels, the first of which is actually a reel that I wrote for my mother, who recently got remarried after having been a widow for about 20 years. Before I was on the scene, she had been married right out of college for about a year and a half. They didn't get along. They divorced and didn't see each other for 50 years. And then a couple years ago, she, on a whim, just looked him up on Facebook and found him, and he was only living about 3 hours from her. They reconnected and remarried. So I wrote them this tune. It's called Mr. and Mrs. Maddox. That's his name. And then we're going to do a tune by Leo Shannon from my neck of the woods. He's a young banjo player and fiddler, really great musician who lives now in New York. It's called The Cheese Closet. I think it was written on the occasion of him being stuck inside of a cheese closet.
Which still sounds like a fabulous experience to me. I would love that.
It would be amazing to be in a cheese closet. Unless you're lactose intolerant, I suppose that would be.
Well, yeah, that would be a problem. That would maybe be uncomfortable.
My personal preference, I think, would be a wine cellar, maybe.
Mm. But you put them together if you want.
But maybe you could find a place that has a cheese closet inside of a wine cellar. That'd be the most amazing combination of cellars, I think. But we're going to wrap it up with a tune, actually, that Eric wrote.
It's called Trip to Porter. I wrote it when I was walking to a train station in Massachusetts called Porter Square. It's a very deep emotional context for me.
Yeah, that was a very deep emotional story.
Here you go, the cheese closet set. Thank you.
on fiddle, we heard Ryan McCassin, and on guitar, we heard Eric McDonald. And they're here in our studio playing live, just so exquisitely. Ryan, you mentioned these are for dancing, but I think you've taken them to a level where it's sort of the intricacies and the subtlety there is ideal for just listening to what you two are doing. Really nice.
Thank you very much. I mean, we're not dancing to these right now, so we definitely have kind of fashioned them for a listening experience. But, you know, it's funny. Someone said that the other night that they, when we performed, they felt, you know, emotionally charged. And I think that's totally what a dance tune does.
Actually, they said physically charged.
Oh, physically charged. That's what it was, yeah.
Hopefully and emotionally, too.
I thought, you know, these things, that's exactly, they're by design, they are these dance tunes. And it's hard to take them out of that space, you know? But we try hard. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
No, I mean, the other thing is I'm sitting here suppressing just this feeling of happiness and joy. I mean, it sounds kind of cliche, but...
Why would you suppress that?
Because I was afraid to interrupt your recording. Oh. But yeah, one take, fantastic playing. I want to know now, you could share with our listeners how both of you came to play together.
Well, we live on separate coasts, so it was a tricky meeting at the first time. I live in Tacoma, Washington, and Eric lives in Montreal now, but had at the time had lived in, he's from Boston. And we met at the New Hampshire Highland Games because I was there judging the New England Scottish Fiddle Championship. And he was there with, were you there with Cantrip?
No, I was playing with the Brendan Carey Block Band.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And we just happened to be, that's a wonderful Scottish festival and traditional music gathering of New England. So anyway, we were in a party house having a good time playing tunes and everything. And that's where the context in which we met. And then it was some time between then and you had a gig with Cantrip the following year, I believe, right?
Yeah, I had a gig with a Scottish trio that I play in, and the fiddle player couldn't make it over, and I needed a sub, so the first person I thought of was Ryan. I gave him a call, and then right before the tour, the other guy in the trio had to back out on the gigs, so it ended up being just Ryan and I as a duo for 4 or 5 gigs, and it was just great. We loved it, so we kept doing it, and that was about 3 years ago. I will say I was aware of Ryan for some time before that. I was actually listening to records that Ryan made when I was in college, when I was in music school. I was listening to the records he made with the McCassins. So there is his reputation preceded him in my case. So
I think you could make the assumption that playing music together is like any other job, you know. You're just collaborating to make something happen. But really what's happening is there's a lot of interpersonal interaction, and you know, you kind of basically are owning a business together, so getting along is actually a bit tricky among musicians. And
yeah, because we really don't get along at all.
Well, I was gonna say, when you find someone that you do work compatibly with, you know, really easily, you really quickly latch onto that, because it's hard to find. So and Eric and I just really hit it off great. So
we're visiting with Eric McDonald and Ryan McCassin here in the studio at WMUK. Their album is called Harbor, and you can find it at McCassinandMcDonald.com. I have some technical questions for later.
Okay.
Maybe it's time to take a break and hear a song, perhaps.
Sure. So, as you mentioned, the album is called Harbor, and sort of by chance, a lot of the material on this album ended up being related to water, which is one of the reasons we chose the title. And this is one of those songs. It's a song called The Bay of Biscay, and it's a child ballad. For those of you who don't know, it's Francis James Child was a man who was known for sort of accumulating the quintessential volume of English and Scottish ballads. They're actually not for children. Their subject matter is very dark and mysterious. And this one is a ghost story, and it sort of relates to sailing. So 300 or 400 years ago, if you were a sailor, you would sign up for a 7-year tour, and it was very common for these young men to sign up for their tour, run around, find a young woman, get married, have a kid, and then run away for 7 years. And so, you know, it was a very balanced society back then, for sure. And this young woman would be left at home, sort of hoping that in 7 years her husband would return, would be alive, wouldn't have done horrible things, and would come home. And while there are lots of songs that end happily, I don't really know any of those, so this is one of the ones that doesn't end so happily. It's one where the sailor dies at sea, and his ghost comes back to tell his true love he will not return. It's called The Bay of Biscay. My Willie sails on board the tender, and where he is I do not know. For 7 years I've been constantly waiting, since he's crossed the Bay of Biscay, one night as Mary lay sleeping, a knock came to her bedroom door, saying, "Rise, arise, my dearest Mary, just to earn one glance of your William." Young Mary rose, put on her clothing, and to her bedroom door to go, and there she spied young Willie standing, his two pale cheeks as white as snow. Those blushes I knew long years ago. Oh, Mary dear, the cold clay has husked them. I am only the ghost of your Willie. Don't you think it's time for me to go? I am leaving you quite broken-hearted. For to cross the Bay of Biscay, if I had all the gold and silver, I would grant it all to the King of Erin, just to bring me back my Willie-o. Thank you.
That's the Bay of Biscay, sung by Eric McDonald with Ryan McCassin on fiddle. And as a duo, they have an album called Harbor that you can find at their website, McCassinandMcDonald.com. They're visiting with us here in Kalamazoo for a limited time. You guys live on opposite coasts, you said, Montreal for Eric and Tacoma, Washington for Ryan. Where do you think the seat of your rhythm is in your arm, wrist, mind?
It's actually pretty much in my butt, to be honest. I think rhythm is kind of like this body thing that you're bringing to the instrument. That's why I think that, you know, tapping the foot or stomping the foot is actually a big part of playing with groove. I've never met a groove player. What I call a groove player, but what that basically means is someone that's a dance fiddler. I've never met a dance fiddler that didn't use their feet. I'm sure there are some, but not the good ones. I don't know why that is, but making a physical manifestation of the beat in your body, being a bit of a drummer, is just really integral to playing with that groove.
So if you're taking up fiddle out there, be sure to be using your foot as well.
Oh, man, I'm going to get so many emails about that.
And I'd like a little understanding of your guitar technique from you, Eric. You mentioned dadgad, which is how you tune the six strings and give them the pitches, D-A-G-A-D.
Yeah, that's right. The name spells out the tuning. So dadgad. And it's pretty commonly used in Celtic music, so... one of the reasons for that is it has three different D strings, so there's a lot of dronal quality. So, when you're playing, Celtic rhythm guitar or dance rhythm guitar, you're basically the whole rhythm section as well as the harmony. So having those drones sort of helps to fill out the sound and gives you a lot of stuff to play with. And so a lot of Celtic players have picked this up. It was sort of a tuning. It was only sort of invented, at least commonly, in the 1970s or 60s, 1960s, I would say, but by a guy named Davy Graham. And it's sort of been adopted by loads of Irish players. Michal O'Donnell and Dahi Sproul were both dadgad players. Those are two legendary Irish guitarists. And it's sometimes called, I think I mentioned, it's sometimes called the Celtic tuning. So it really lends itself to the right-hand technique that we use, which is a lot of up and down arm motion. It's a lot of heavy rhythmic. When I teach, I like to say there's no wimps allowed in Irish rhythm guitar. So it's a lot of aggressive playing, I guess you could say. And dadgad lends itself really well to that. So.
What are some common mistakes made by people who play folk guitar, say, and can accompany themselves on a Tom Paxson song, but really want to play a jig or a reel?
I think one of the things that happens a lot is you get glued to a measure or a chord chart. So if you're thinking and if you're counting in fours and you're doing block chord changes like that, the Celtic rhythm guitar is often, it's rhythmic, but it's also a counter melody. So what I like to say is it's kind of like a swimming pool and you got to dive in and swim around. Of course, there's still the chords of the moment and rhythm that's important there. But if you're gluing yourself to sort of set changes, then you're going to find yourself limited. So.
And bored.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, what should we hear next?
So these are some tunes that I wrote for my children, and I'm going to play them for you in consecutive order of oldest to youngest. I have three daughters and a little boy, and so the oldest is my daughter Isla Bryn. She's 15, and then Bronwyn Lee, who's 13, and Cora Dines, who's 9, and Roy Michael, who is 5. And these tunes are named after them. Thank you.
that's just brilliant. That's Ryan McCassin and Eric McDonald here in our studio at WMUK. And I hope you can be back in Michigan sooner than later.
Oh, we're having a great time. We'd love to be back. Thanks so much for having us. We've really enjoyed time with you, Kara.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Ryan McCassin and Eric McDonald joined me in the Takeda studio at WMUK. Thanks to audio engineer Martin Clem. Weekend Let's Hear It features are made possible in part by a grant from the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation. For links to their new album, more songs from our studio, and more conversation, visit our website, wmuk.org. And thanks for listening to Weekend Let's Hear It. I'm Kara Lawrence. Have a great weekend.